With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and now we're joined by Gloucester High School hockey coach Derek Geary. And coach, welcome back to MSO, and to say the least, a very interesting and probably satisfying year for you guys.
Yeah, really excited to be in the tournament, tournament season, clean slate for everyone. But having said that, it's early for us to call it a season, but...
I meant regular season, sorry.
regular season, sure. I think there's a lot for us to be positive about, for sure.
Well, Coach, you're at 12-7-1, you're the number 12 seed in Division II, which I think speaks very highly of some of the adversity that Gloucester High School has gone through this year. You had a slow start, some ups and downs, maybe not the ending that you wanted to have, but some very competitive games. And what did you learn about your team?
Yes, we've been a bit streaky. I feel like that's the way a lot of teams are this year. I feel like it's a bit of a turbulent season in the whole state. I predict kind of an unpredictable tournament with mm-hmm. lots of upsets, hopefully in favor of Gloucester. but I just feel like there isn't the clear juggernaut teams that there may be in past seasons, and teams that are solid, and I would put us in that category, have had some ups and downs and some peaks and valleys. It can be a psychological battle, and you get into a dip, and a loss turns into three losses, or conversely, you catch a break and you ride a wave of positive momentum and emotion. So we're hoping that we can catch a positive side of things here and make the most of our talents, which, as I say, I think when we play our best, we're going to be a dangerous team in the tournament.
You know, Derek, three of your seven losses came toward the end of the season in very, very close games against really good teams. And I'm wondering, the bounce of the puck, a hot goaltender, that kind of thing. But you know that your team is competitive and that it's a mindset that you have to bounce back from that, especially after the Linfield game, which I guess was a classic.
Yeah. Well, Marblehead, we got swept by Marblehead this year, and those were our two most disappointing games. We mm-hmm. didn't show up to play for whatever reason, although let's credit Marblehead. They certainly play their best against Gloucester, I think, usually. Winthrop, they were the conference champion and well-deserved. I thought that we had really outplayed them when we tied them in Gloucester. And then at Larson, the game you're referencing, we played a dominant second period, played the whole second period in their end of the ice, with the score 2-1 in their favor, but we couldn't find the back of the net and kind of get that emotional lift that can carry you through the crucial part of a game. Linfield, that was frustrating. We had the game, but little detail plays caught up to us, a shot that wasn't blocked, pucks that weren't cleared. We didn't play that well with the lead. We didn't get pucks in deep. And then their tenacity came. They had a couple of kids that just refused to lose, I thought, in that game. So credit to them. And let's hope that we can find that as we go forward in our games.
Yeah, and that kind of thing, when you give everything and you're spent, you know this, and you're exhausted and you can barely walk off the ice, I don't want to say the score doesn't really matter. But if you come up on the short end and the other team beats you, that's one thing, and you move on and you go. But when it's mistakes, when it's mental mistakes that you guys work on so often, that is frustrating. I get that, and that's all part of the game. They're all kids.
Yeah.
So, Coach, a good finish, and I know that Coach Gardner was saying, they were very happy to come away with that win. But tell me a little bit again, please, about your leaders who took up the slack, because we've talked about this over the year. You lost a couple of guys, one in particular that, would have been probably a huge offensive threat. But over the course of the season, your guys, as you said, got their identity. So tell me about some of the kids again, please, if you would, who have led the way.
Yeah. Well, on the ice, you know, our offensive leaders are Colby Jewell, who was named All-Conference in the NEC this season, who's just a superior skater with a fabulous quick-release wrist shot, who's had a very strong year. He's had a few games that, you know, were less than his best, but overall fabulous year, and he'll certainly be a key to our tournament success. And then Brett Cunningham is another guy with 30 points who is, you know, a very talented player with the puck, has great patience, and has put up a lot of points for us this year and last. So offensively, those are our two leaders, and I think that they have taken up a bit of the mantle from Emerson and Jack. I mean, of course, Brett had a big year last year as well. But we'll be relying on those two to, you know, give 120% and kind of show us the way offensively. Joe Orlando is a talented junior player that we moved back to defense earlier in the year, and he's been kind of the quarterback back there with his puck handling skills. He can be inconsistent, but when he's on, he's really almost a most valuable type of player, just in terms of changing the way we move pucks out of our zone and through the neutral zone.
You know, Derek, over the years, one of the things I've been amazed at is when a high school coach asks a kid to change position, whatever sport, and it's like, no, I'm a guard, or no, you know, I'm a quarterback.
I've had tears before.
What's that?
I've had, you know, kids that end up in tears.
Oh, sure. Can't
fathom the change.
But one thing that I found is very, very positive is when a hockey coach, and I'm talking mostly about the Gloucester coaches I've known over the years, takes a kid who's a forward and puts him back on defense, and the kid, you use the word quarterback, and the kid absolutely thrives on defense, and he also becomes a positive offensive force. And more or less, more times than not, he gets more ice time than he would have otherwise. So
that's right.
Not necessarily a bad thing.
And a lot of times you're just lining up as a defenseman, you know, if you're given a green light to play offense. You know, I mean, how many times did Bobby Orr skate backwards in his career? not that often.
No, that's true. That's true. But that's great to hear when kids do that, and then they thrive. And it also demonstrates to me that the coach knows what he's talking about.
Well, I think that we all, as athletes and certainly as coaches, we have to always strive for what we do best. Recognize it. You know, what are my strengths as an athlete? And then play to those. And, you know, in this particular case, Joe, you know, he's not a frothing at the mouth, aggressive forechecker. He's more laid back, super talented, great hands, great vision. So, you know, I thought defense was a better fit for him, and I think it has been. And that's, I'm not saying one is better than the other, but, you know, hopefully we've found the strength of him as an athlete and played to that.
See, that's what's great.
That's the idea.
It's a twofold thing. You're hoping that it's best for the kid, but on the same token, you're doing it because you want it to be the best for the team. So when it works out, man, that's a win-win.
And it's always the team that's more important. Thank you for pointing that out.
Absolutely. Well, it is, yeah. And I've read my history books and stuff. And Coach, goals for, goals against. You have a very good record, 86-4, 55 against overall. And you got a good seeding. I want to ask you about Division II and about the North Shore teams in the tournament, because D2 is a tough division, and you look at the top, and damn it, there's Tewksbury's up there in every single sport every year for some reason. You know, they're always up there. But again, Newburyport, number 6. You guys are at number 12. Above you, number 10, Wakefield. Marblehead is in the mix. I mean, it's a solid North Shore showing.
Yes, I like D2. I think it's got the most depth of all the divisions, in my anecdotal observation. And Gloucester is D3, by the way. We have to petition to play up in D2, which is, I think we're only, you know, one of a handful of schools that do that in any sport. So, you know, I think that we, hopefully that speaks to our character of wanting to challenge and wanting to, you know, hang with the big boys and give it our best shot. And we certainly have plenty of respect for Newburyport, who blew us out of the water preseason, by the way. But we're a different team, so we shall see if we meet them.
Well, I also I failed to mention Masco. They're in the mix as well. And you guys played Masco, right?
Masco was our two best games after having lost seven straight over the last 6 years. We managed to sweep them this year, so that was probably our proudest accomplishment.
Wow!
Because they've really been the team to beat, I'd say, over the last 5 years. They've established an excellent program.
Okay, Coach, what's been the build-up now to Wednesday's game against Oliver Ames?
Well, you know, it's a clean slate, so we've had a little bit of our peaks and valleys over the last couple of weeks. I think we're healthier now. We have, as part of our adversity we dealt with, some pretty good injuries and health stuff. So I think that's a little bit in the rearview mirror now. And I think that we have confidence in the fact that we've been there. We made it to the Final Four last year. Oliver Ames is a dangerous team. They, you know, they play in the same league as Canton. They played Canton 2-1. I mean, that certainly catches our attention for obvious reasons. So, yeah, we just want to give it our all and stay on the positive side of things and leave it all on the ice. And so thrilled to have another home game in Gloucester, which has the best fans in the state.
That's cool. And finally, Derek, I've been asking this question of the coaches at this time of year. Going back to the beginning, preseason, and so on, with your expectations from the year before, your returnees and so on, how do you rate this team in terms of how do you characterize it? What have you learned about your guys?
Very positive. Great group of kids, tight-knit bunch. I think they have overcome various adversity along the way. I think that we also have our best hockey yet to play. That's my hope and faith. I think they have a lot of fun. You know, we always have kids staying when we have the ice many, many minutes after the official practice has ended. So there's passion there. We just got to tap into it and accentuate it even more as we get into a very competitive tournament here.
Fantastic. Coach, congratulations on a really good year, and good luck in the tournament. We will talk again.
Thanks. Well, it's always a pleasure. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Derek. Take care and be well.
All right.
All right, bye-bye. That is Derek Erie, who is the Gloucester High School boys hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.